Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. When it comes to sharks, humans found very disturbing ways to hurt them. Remember the idiots that not too long ago dragged a shark behind their boat and were even laughing about it? That is not just an immoral act, it is a criminal one. So how severely should these people be punished? Well, very drastically in my mind, at least 10 years or even more. And well, you might think now this is too much, but think about the fact you will have for all these people who then think twice to torture the next shark. But today I do not want to talk about these criminals, but like to highlight another group of sport fishermen. Oh, that just hurt to call these idiots sport fishermen. Where in the world does the sport come in when a fish or a shark goes for the bait and gets hooked? Is it the procedure of reeling it in? I guess so. But if that's the case, then I feel very sorry for every sport fisherman who believes he's practicing a sport by reeling in a hurt animal. Shame on you, sport fisherman. You are a disgrace for humankind. So what group do I like to talk about today? Of course, it's another group of sport fishermen as well. So what is the repulsive of those guys? Have you ever seen a shark with a broken or dislocated jaw? No? Well, I came across them plenty of times. So you may ask, how can you break the lower jaw of a shark or rip it out of his socket? Well, this is where these idiots come in. I know, by the way, it's not the term socket is not the correct one, neither is joint. But if I give you the correct one, you may roll your eyes. This quote-unquote socket is called the medial and ventral quadrato-mandibular joint. Anyway, let's just leave it at socket or joint, okay? So, these fishermen, how do they actually create these injuries? Here's what they do. Most of the time, if not all the time, these sport fishermen go for bottom fish, especially down in South Africa, where I've seen the most of these injured sharks. Looking into their boat, they all use rather big hooks, too big for the targeted fish. But then again, who expects them to limit the hook size for what they intend? Maybe they just don't get it. Well, I guess that's very likely. So anyway, once they get a pull on their lines and it's not a fish, they understand that the shark took the bait or the lure. So how do they realize that? Well, a shark has a much stronger pull than any fish they like to target. So once a shark is hooked, what would be the proper way to get it off? You bring the shark up to the surface along the boat and either try to get the hook out of the jaw, out of its mouth, or at least cut the line as close to the hook as possible. But that is wishful thinking when it comes to this issue, since it takes time and why bother? Instead of getting them to the boat, these fishermen just try to rip the hook out of the shark's face. I use the term face here since these hooks have been seen in different parts of their heads. Granted, it's likely in the mouth, but I have seen hammerheads with hooks through their hammers. Anyway, these fishermen rip the hook and quite often they get it free, but in the process break the jaw, injure it, or just destroy the joint. Well, how bad can it be? I mean, how bad is a broken jaw for a shark? Well, in severe cases, it's a death sentence. Why? Well, let me explain. Sharks generally have two ways of feeding, sucking and gouging. There's also filter feeding, but a filter feeder would not take the bait or the lure. So let's first start with sucking. When they suck in pieces of bait, the volume of those pieces is smaller than the bite volume, the volume inside the mouth when it's fully open. In order to get the suction going, they first have to close their mouth, meaning the lower jaw is lifted towards the upper jaw. In the second phase, the shark then lowers its lower jaw rather fast while relaxing its gills, so a water flow can get created, which then is enough to pull in or suck in the bait. Should the shark not be able to create this suction anymore due to the inability of closing its mouth due to the created gape, it loses its form of feeding, or the bait size may be much more reduced should the suction still be produced, but less strong. Could a shark not just swim forward and let the piece of fish or any bait glide into its mouth? I mean, that would be actually the easiest. Well, unfortunately, that won't happen, because as long as the shark moves forward, it always pushes water ahead. And so pushing the bait away, that is the main reason why suction is created. Besides sucking, there is, as just mentioned, gouging. The prime difference between sucking and gouging is that while gouging, the shark bites pieces out of a prey, so the prey is much, much larger than the bite volume. Should a shark intend to gouge, it first has to puncture the object with teeth of its lower jaw to get a grip, to get a hold, and then bites into it with the upper jaw and starts to saw. Should the lower jaw not be able to hold on to the object, it can't saw. So here as well, such an availability leads to starvation and eventual death. So once a lower jaw is injured or made useless, feeding will be impaired, and in severe cases leads to death. Can't the lower jaw just heal? Well, think of our bones when they break, how many weeks it takes till it's healed again. So considering a shark that really needs his jaw to feed on, I think it most likely will just starve to death. As you can imagine, as long as we allow bottom fishing or any other type of fishing where shark can get to the bait, a broken or injured jaw is a likelihood should the shark not be treated correctly and brought to the boat. So can we do something against it except outlawing fishing altogether? So one possibility is to reduce the strength of the line that will break with less force. Although not perfect, since the hook will then remain in the mouth of the shark, it at least will not break the jaw. Of course, we can always increase the price for fishing license to the point that it really hurts and then start monitoring who comes in with fish, but that is likely wishful thinking. Still, fishermen must start to be more animal-oriented and less focused on their backs. In a time where we humans do so much damage to our environment, we can't allow sport fishing to continue unrestricted. In a perfect world, sport fishermen would not exist anymore, but as long as we can't establish such a state, we have to live with them, but at least we can restrict those practices. Anyway, that's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day, and if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.